TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals on all of your Christmas needs. Like 15% off Christmas inflatables. Plus get a GE pre-lit LED artificial Christmas tree for only $198. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/19 through 11/25 while supplies last. GE tree item 688920 only. See store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Cubs now have the NL Rookie of the Year and the NL Manager of the Year. Will they also boast the NL Cy Young Award winner? We'll find out tonight when the Cy Young Awards are announced. Jake Arrieta, one of the three finalists for that award, along with Clayton Kershaw and Zach Greinke. NL Manager of the Year, Joe Maddon, stopped by Spiegel and Goff today, and he said the award validates the Cubs' plan.
Primarily, I think it validates what I've talked about, what the Cubs have been about, the direction we're headed in, and I just feel really fortunate to be part of it. So it's really about the players as much as anything else.
You can hear more with Joe Maddon at SpiegelandGoff.com. Elsewhere in baseball today, the Tigers have acquired Francisco Rodriguez from the Brewers in exchange for their number 11 prospect, infielder Javier Betancourt. Either Dave Roberts or Gabe Kapler will be the new manager of the Dodgers, according to Jerry Krasnick. And David Ortiz announced this morning that he'll retire after the 2016 season. To football, where the Bears started getting ready for the Broncos today at Hallis Hall. Head coach John Fox says the Bears are gunning to get to 500, and they don't care who the opponent is.
A lot goes into these games, you know, regardless of the opponent. You know, we put a lot of time, have a lot of people working hard, both players, coaches, staff. So, you know, it's an opportunity for us to get to 500. You know, it's been that kind of season. We're not real excited about our record, but we got a chance to adjust it this week.
Both the Bulls and the Hawks are in action on the road tonight as the annual circus trips get underway. Hawks face the Oilers in Edmonton. Puck drops in that one at 8:30. Bulls, meanwhile, face the Suns. Looks like Derrick Rose will not play tonight with that sprained ankle. That one tips at 9:30. In other NBA news, the Rockets fired coach Kevin McHale. The scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin. November sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Mueller's Woodfield Acura in Hoffman Estates.
Boars and Bernstein.
This is all trippy.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 404 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boars and Bernstein. And we're efforting, Mark.
Yep.
We're efforting. That's all we can say in the radio biz. We're efforting for a little Bulls conversation as the Bulls get ready for the road trip in the Suns tonight. They're playing the Suns.
So when we are able to establish contact with Mark, we'll have our weekly conversation about the Bulls and the Suns. It's been an odd start to the year for the Bulls.
Yes, yeah. I don't find much. I don't see. You know, I mean, I'm not sure what to grab onto. 7-3. That's okay. I mean, that's good. It's good, but I'm just not. I don't know. It's not. I guess I'm just not very satisfied with it all, knowing what I think is going to happen. Does that make sense?
I get it that you can't be rooting for a LeBron James injury because that's not fun.
No, that's not.
And,
no, that's
and you don't want LeBron James
no,
to
I
be
don't.
Hurt. And
it hurts my TV viewing.
Yeah, see, and the Doug McDermott numbers are really interesting too because offensively he's been terrific.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the efficient shooting and making a ton of threes. The problem is that as good as he is offensively, that's how bad he's been defensively. That it's at some point he almost has to be ridiculously good offensively simply to justify any minutes on the floor because you've got to hide him. You have to actively hide him every time he's out there. You have to hope that he can guard somebody like with no arms. Because otherwise, I mean, which doesn't happen most nights in
missing
the NBA.
Missing a leg? Is that good
missing
enough?
A leg?
Or do we need both arms?
Yeah,
how about just missing a leg?
It works for me. That does too.
Hey, that's your guy over there. Hey, what? Wait a minute. He has no legs. That's your guy. Can't move. That's the guy we want you on.
Yes. Then,
yeah, his minutes shrink. And I mean, but he continues to shoot the ball well. Look, I don't know. Mirotić isn't any good at it either.
Nope.
He sucks too. So, I mean, I guess you can't have a whole school of them out there. Hey, who's got there now? He's bad. Okay, fine. But again, they're 7-3.
Even in the win over the Pacers, that you saw them, they should have buried that team.
Yeah, and they don't bury anybody.
And then they kind of wait, and then the team.
They don't,
and any time the other team wants to get right to the lip of the rim, they do.
They do.
Yeah. Whenever they want, and every team determined, and that was a Pacers team that's completely mixed up and plays, ironically, without much pace, and you never quite know what they were trying to do.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they want to be. I agree with that. I'm not sure what they're doing, and I don't think anybody is at this point. I think that's something that only time will tell, but there's so many pieces missing from what ones, you know, the team they sort of put together to win the East. And now you're just down to Paul George and friends, and I don't like his friends. I mean, you're sort of left with I don't know. Is that any good, that team that you couldn't put away?
Paul George is good. He's good again.
Oh, he's really good.
He's good.
Yeah.
Alex in Highland Park, you're on the score. Hi, Alex.
Hey, happy afternoon, guys. Hey, quick point in question. One, watching the Bulls it's just watching a mediocre, aging, bad team like basketball hell. And my question for you is, yep. And I don't mean to sound silly, but Garpax, what do they do this time of year? Like, it seems like the team isn't getting any better. What do they do on a daily basis to improve this team, which isn't happening at all?
Other than a trade, Alex, something to radically reshape an ill-fitting roster. It's for a 7-3 team. I think to look at them objectively and see how is it going to fit in meaningful games against real teams, not just this stuff trying to work it all out in early regular season. I would be open to a major trade.
I would be too. And Alex, I thought they're working on. I had heard earlier they were working on something that something was in something that they knew it and they were thinking about it right away. And I have not called back on this, but I've seen nothing about it. I've seen nobody report it. I've seen nobody talk about it, but my people tell me there was something they were working on because they understand what this team is.
Let's go out to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He's on Twitter at Mark Schanowski, and he's with us now on The Score. Hello, Mark.
Hi, guys. How's it going? Sorry about the confusion, but I'm here ready to go.
All right, cool. This is a familiar situation. Derrick Rose with another injury. And I'm a little surprised that it's going to be Kirk Heinrich and not Etuan Moore, who seems to be earning the trust of Fred Hoiberg.
That's been an interesting situation developed over the last couple of games. You know, you always talk about ball stoppers in the NBA. One thing you can't have is your point guard being a ball stopper, and that's what Aaron Brooks is. You know, he's always looking to get his own shot, and Fred Hoiberg wants to force the pace, and you'd think that Aaron Brooks is more athletic than Kirk Heinrich. He should be able to fit in that offense, but, you know, he's kind of a walk-it-up player trying to run high screen and roll to get his own shot. And Heinrich, even though, you know, he's older, had a litany of injuries, he still will, very coachable, will do what they want. He'll push the ball up the court in limited minutes, and I think that the offense just runs much more efficiently when he's in there. Brooks got a DNP CD last game, which is pretty amazing for a guy that's played that long in the NBA, but that shows you just how unhappy the coaching staff is with what he's been doing with that second unit.
Is it fair, Mark, we were just talking about, you know, it's 7-3, you're looking at this, and you just kind of know how it ends. Is it fair to look at them, because somebody asked, what does Garpax do? What do they do on a day-to-day basis at this point and to make this thing better? And I heard a little something, and then nothing materialized. I mean, I'm sure they're aware, but it's difficult to do. It's tough to change something on the fly.
It is, because, you know, teams all go into the season in love with their teams, thinking they've got the right complement of players to make a run at the playoffs or something bigger than that. And teams are usually reluctant to make changes in the first month of the season. But I think when they look at their roster, as we talked about last week, you know, they're a little bit unathletic up front. Now they've got a glut of guards. They are in a position to make a trade. They've also got that potential Sacramento pick that's out there that they could use in a deal. So they're well equipped to make a trade if they want to. And I think right now, this might be the kind of year where it's better to try to make your move early. You know, you got Houston with all their chaos firing Kevin McHale today. You got Sacramento with the whole Boogie Cousins, George Karl dynamic. Mm-hmm. You know, if you could swoop in and do something early, you might be able to make a better deal than you could at the deadline.
In the last game, despite the terrific individual game-saving defensive play by Jimmy Butler, which is really as good as you're going to see, of star on star, a guy just winning that matchup in the moment, there were too many situations where the Pacers got where they wanted to go. And that's sort of a clunky offense on their own. They don't have a point guard. They didn't, their spacing wasn't good. And obviously when Monte Ellis is out there, you're starting to talk about Aaron Brooks. You know, this is a guy who you know what he's looking for every time. And too often the defense just breaks down. And I thought that your colleague Stacey King had one of the better games I've seen him broadcast. He was terrific down the stretch, telestrating, because for the first time it noticed that his basketball sensibilities, when it came to help defense, when it came to little moments of awareness, little moments of how to decide who just goes over to help on whom or give some relief or keep the shape of the defense intact, it just wasn't happening enough. And there are too many teams, there's too much talent in this league to really think that you're going to win anything unless that stuff tightens up. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes, as you mentioned, that when people watching a basketball game will look at it a little bit too simplistically. They look at the high screen and roll, they see the four players isolated way out from everyone else. they see a mistake and they're thinking immediately that it was the big who didn't get over to rotate. Well, sometimes the big's responsibility is to force a guy baseline and someone else is supposed to come over to help.
That's
and
ice.
I've seen early in the season, we just haven't seen quick rotations. And I think a lot of guys, you see a dunk and then you'll see three players looking at each other going, well, who's supposed to go in there to cover? And I think the rotations aren't as crisp as what we'd like to see normally. And ironically, the Bulls right now are number one in the league in opponents' field goal percentage, but you know, that's kind of a statistic where, you know, it's only a small sample size. And as Jimmy Butler said a couple of weeks ago, they've been kind of lucky with guys just missing open shots. So the rotations are not as good as they'd like to be right now. And I think that's one of those things that's going to improve throughout the course of the season. But, you know, they don't have a lot of guys with good lateral quickness up front. And that's going to be something that they're going to make sure they're in the right position. Otherwise, they're going to get burned.
The other thing people don't understand about NBA screen roll, particularly as it was popularized by the Spurs and other teams have copied a lot of what they've done, including Atlanta, is that more often than not, when screen roll is run correctly, the scoring off the play does not come from either the ball handler or the screener.
That
because of who's in the corner or who is set up to get the uncontested three, that's all screen roll is doing is at an angle or at a proximity to open up a different shooter. It's not like it used to be where it was essentially just isolation with help.
Well, with the NBA and the way they've broken everything down with analytics, they know that the best shot in the game is the corner three. And right now, most of that action is designed to try to get help from that defender so that you can set up the guy for the corner three. If you can get a guy all the way to the rim, great. If you can get a guy rolling to the rim for a dunk, that's another thing. But sometimes the best option available is the corner three, and that's what so many teams are running with their screen roll now.
You know what I find interesting, Mark, about all this, and it's along the same lines, is that, you know, you had this team, and many of the guys are still there that knew how to play defense, that had played a very good brand of defense for a long time, and now it's like they forgot everything that ever happened. I mean, none of this is a secret. You know, it's like, well, I don't know what to do. Sure you do. Yeah, you do. I mean, you played enough defense, and you were made to play enough defense, and you played for a guy who made and he made an appearance last night. My God, there was Tom last night. You know,
right.
There he was. Yeah.
With his buddy, Coach K.
Exactly right. I mean, it's like, well, I don't know. Yeah, you do. Sure you do. You may be slow to react or whatever it is to, but you can't possibly have forgotten everything you learned over the last 3 or 4 or 5 years.
And it does show up at key points. I mean, we've seen them make some good defensive stands late
yes.
in close games. Remember, they got the block on LeBron in the season opener.
Mm-hmm.
They got a key defensive stop late against Oklahoma City, and then Jimmy with the block on Paul George
yep.
the other night. So it is in their collective DNA to play good defense. It's just a question of bringing that out. And I was really encouraged with some of the things I heard from Fred Hoiberg the other night when he decided, listen, I've got to start Tony Snell at the three because we're getting off the slow starts because we're getting victimized on the defensive end. You know,
yep.
he was starting McDermott, Miritich and Powell up front, and you know, that was really hurting them on the defensive end. So to Hoiberg's credit, he realized, I can't do that. I've got to get a combination of offensive and defensive guys together. And I also like the fact that he sat Aaron Brooks because Aaron Brooks wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. So that's you know, kind of a milepost in the development of an NBA coach, that he realizes that this may not be popular with some guys, but, you know, screw it. I'm going to make sure I've got the best lineup on the floor to start the game. I'm going to make sure I've got good rotations throughout. And then when we need a defensive stop late, if that means I'm going to sit Derek and put in Etuan Moore, or, you know, whoever I'm going to sit, they're just going to have to deal with it because my job is to win games out here.
You pointed out before that there are some teams with talent that are in chaos right now, and you mentioned Houston. You also have the Pelicans at a shocking 1-10.
Oh, yeah.
And Memphis picking it up a little bit now with 3 wins in a row, but still muddling along at 6-6. I believe I read that Eastern teams actually have a winning record against the West so far, and that's despite the Exeter Bulls 6-0-11 mark. In the East, it's strange that it might not be as top heavy as it used to be, but the average night is more difficult now because more teams have raised their floor.
Right, you're not going to get those 3 wins a season automatically against the Knicks and Orlando and Charlotte and some of the teams that have been bottom feeders in recent years. A lot of teaps have upgraded their talent level. The game Kristaps Porzingis had last night was wonderful. I mean, this guy can play. I mean, a lot of people laughed at the Knicks, you know, the fact that they fell down to 4, they didn't get a chance to get one of the so-called elite players in the draft, and they may have lucked into the guy who could turn out to be the best long-term in Porzingis, although I don't think he'll be better than Towns, but he's a very good good player. He can do a lot of things. He can shoot the three, and he's kind of a badass. You know, he doesn't come with that attitude that don't touch me. You know, I'm just going to stand out here and take my set shot. He's athletic. He goes hard to the rim.
He's 7'3". That's the thing. This dude's 7'3".
Right. So he's a lot of fun to watch. I mean, the rookie class so far has been very intriguing. I really like what I've seen of Karl-Anthony Towns as well. I think this is going to be a guy who's going to be a quality big man for a lot of years in the league. And he's another guy who can shoot the three, a good athlete. He'll block shots. He plays both ends. There's been a nice influx of young talent in the league this year, which has been a lot of fun to watch.
I think Towns has 7 double-doubles already.
Yeah, he's been remarkable. You know, you talked about what's going on in Houston. I feel bad for Kevin McHale, who's really a good guy. And, you know, he was trying to work with Dwight Howard. Kevin McHale had probably the best set of low post moves in the history of the game, and yet he couldn't get through to Dwight Howard, who seems to just drag every franchise down he's ever played on. And, you know, it's a shame that Houston had a good talent roster on paper, but it's not working on the court. And after 11 games, they decide that Kevin McHale's the problem.
What a loser.
Interesting that,
I mean, Howard is just such a loser. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah, I read the stat earlier. Stan Van Gundy, Mike Brown, and now Kevin McHale have all been fired after posting a winning season at a time when Dwight Howard was on their roster.
He's the guy. He's the constant. And, you know, they were in the conference finals last year. It's amazing that they decide after 11 games that Kevin McHale is the problem, when really the problem is probably the Kardashian family. I mean, James Harden's dating Chloe now, and he can't shoot anymore. 37% from the field. I mean, you know, it's time for another reality series because the Kardashians have struck again.
Yeah, between him and Kobe Bryant, I mean, the two shooting guards that can't shoot anymore, neither one can make one.
Messing with the Beard, a new series with the Kardashians.
How would you compare the? I knew that was coming.
There we go. Thank you, Mark.
Mark, how would you compare and contrast Kobe Bryant and Peyton Manning?
You know, it's sad to see so many of the great ones go out the way they do. I mean, we remember Michael playing in Washington at the end, where he was just battling his knees. He'd you know, play every other game, and he'd try to gut it out, and guys driving by him. I mean, you know, these guys make so much money during the course of their careers, you'd think that at some point they realize, I don't need it the money, I don't need it for the fame. I just think that, you know, you see so many guys play beyond their prime, well beyond their primes, and it's kind of tough to watch. Kobe is just trying to prove he can still do it. He's probably, you know, the most stubborn player since Jordan. You know, with Peyton, it's just sad. I mean, he's got a variety of injuries right now, and he just can't get any velocity on the football anymore. And, you know, to see him think that he still has the chance to come back and lead some kind of playoff run, you know, it's kind of sad, but unfortunately too many of the great ones go out that way.
Yeah, it's just like, and I know you're not our football guy, although you could be if you wanted to be. You could join our football class as well. that really, for a guy I thought was so self-aware, it goes for anybody. I mean, Kobe, I thought Kobe would do this. He's always said he's going to keep doing this till he falls down. So, I mean, I'm not surprised by that. But Peyton Manning was what I always thought, a very self-aware guy, Mark, until it comes to the end, and then he's not.
Well, I think he felt like when he had that magical season a couple of years ago that ended with the Super Bowl defeat, that might have been his opportunity to ride into the sunset, winning that second Super Bowl. And, you know, it just all fell apart. I mean, that Super Bowl couldn't have gone worse for the Broncos that day. And then he probably came back thinking, well, we'll get it next year. And then they kind of took a step backwards, and now his health is totally failing him. I mean, he was having problem getting the ball where it needed to go last season. And this year, it's been tough to watch. You hate to see the great ones end that way.
Well, Mark, we thank you as always, and look forward to talking some more Buckets next week.
Yeah, we'll see when D. Rose comes back. You know, obviously it's Steph Curry and the Warriors on Friday. I'm guessing we won't see Derek till Tuesday.
Why? You think that it's just to make sure he's 100% and quote-unquote listening to his body? Because I know he wants to play in that game.
Well, it's important to protect your brand. And sometimes going up against Steph Curry on national TV with less than 100% health, maybe not a good idea.
Not a great idea.
That's a solid brand management advice there from Mark Schanowski of Comcast SportsNet. Mark, thank you. Bors and Bernstein, we will be talking with Hub Arkush. Actually, more descriptively.
Yeah, we can only say hello.
Yeah, you, the caller, will be talking with Hub about the Bears and the NFL. Questions, comments following Frank from Oak Park, we assume. You got the score.
Let your game day ritual always start with a Scores football pregame show. Starring Bear great Patrick Manley, NFL Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and Score Bears expert Hub Arkish, along with Zach Zegman, live from the field before every Bears game. No one has more inside knowledge of the team than these guys. Only on the Scores football pregame show. And only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Houston Rockets have fired their head coach, Kevin McHale, the same McHale that led them to the Western Conference Finals last year and who signed a three-year extension only a year ago. The organization loved him, so it would seem pretty shocking, but really it's not. Not when they're all in and fully expecting to contend for a world championship. It's ring or bust, and obviously they felt like their season was getting away from them and they had to stop the bleeding immediately. And as much as I like McHale, it's hard to argue that point. No team with that talent should be that bad. And GM Daryl Morey was not going to stand for it. Now assistant J.B. Bickerstaff moves over a seat. He gets the interim gig. And while he is young and highly regarded for his ability to coach defense, he can't suit up and play defense. The players have to own some of this as well. The move was not unwarranted, but just changing out the coach is not going to change that team. I'm Jim Rome.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Tis the season to save big at Lowe's. So hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals on all of your Christmas needs. Like 15% off Christmas inflatables. Plus get a GE pre-lit LED artificial Christmas tree for only $198. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/19 through 11/25 while supplies last. GE tree item 688920 only. See store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Scoreboard update.
It's 4:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Bulls kick off the circus trip tonight. They're in Phoenix to take on the Suns. Coach Fred Hoiberg called Derrick Rose extremely doubtful for tonight thanks to that sprained ankle, adding that Kirk Heinrich will likely start in Rose's place. That one tips tonight at 9:30. The Blackhawks are also temporarily homeless. They're in Edmonton tonight. Corey Crawford, first goalie off the ice at the morning skate. He'll likely get the start and goal. Puck drops at 8:30 in Edmonton. The Bears were back practicing at Halas Hall today ahead of Sunday's matchup with the Broncos at Soldier Field. Eddie Royal and Pernell McPhee were held out of practice again. Alshon Jeffrey, Entrell Roll, Ronis Grassou, and Matt Forte were all limited, but Matt Slauson and Jermon Bushrod were back to practicing fully. As for the Broncos, Brock Osweiler will get the start in place of Peyton Manning, and Denver coach Gary Kubiak says he doesn't expect linebacker DeMarcus Ware to play either. Elsewhere in the league, the Eagles' Sam Bradford had a bad Sunday. He's now in both the NFL concussion protocol and suffering from a separated shoulder. Meanwhile, the Raiders' Aldon Smith has been suspended for 1 year by the NFL following his third DUI. The league says, though, they will not discipline Johnny Manziel for a roadside incident in which he admitted he'd been drinking and was accused of assaulting his girlfriend. In college basketball tonight, Illinois takes on Providence. You can hear that game right here on 670 The Score beginning at 6. Northwestern takes on Fairfield. Number one UNC faces Wofford. The scoreboard update is brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Oak Lawn. Gear up for winter driving this Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care. For a limited time, you can save big, like $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store or drive a Firestone.com for full details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Pretty sure it's Wofford.
Wofford?
I think it's Wofford. Wofford College.
Okay.
Yes.
I can go with that. Wofford.
Mm-hmm.
My mistake.
No, just making sure.
Okay, cool.
I like Wofford.
Because if you keep going this way, Julie, you can work overnights. I mean, with
hosting,
you can just do the show. Well, just let's sit there, and he won't know.
It's one of those schools that I never pay attention. When
nobody running. Does. No, nobody does. Shouldn't. I learned that lesson years ago. I did it, and they said, "No, it's not that."
But okay, they're on everyone's preseason schedule every year.
The Wofford. Who can name their mascot? Anybody? Anyone?
The Wofford sheep.
No, it's not the sheep.
That's sheep.
The wind.
They're not the Winds.
They're the Winds.
They're not the Wofford Woofers, but they are the Wofford Woofers because they are the Terriers.
Oh.
So it would work better if they were Wofford because then they could be the Terriers.
Hey.
There you go.
Oh, man. Now we got off into something nobody wants to hear.
Hey, just for the record back here, your guy Rick Camp knew they were the Terriers.
Did he really?
Yes.
Why?
Of course he did.
How and why?
Because he likes sports. Sports are life.
Sports.
He knows sports is life. Yeah.
That's our motto here.
No. Don't steal that. That's our motto.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I know you like to steal my stuff that we say off the air, but that's you're not stealing that.
Patent pending.
Right.
I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening
like
to
the two brothers in a crockpot thing. I like you claim that as your own.
Yeah. It was so good.
Right. You just
what,
claim that.
Damn
two
right.
brothers in a crockpot.
Oh.
Yep, the new show.
It's a whole little bit that I did off the air, Julie, but this guy just walks in the studio like it's his own.
Well, I wish we could
two days in a row he used it.
Your off air bit, actually, how that sort of happened organically that we could never, ever do on the air.
Oh, no, it didn't happen organically. It's something I deliberately did, Dan.
Well, I know.
Just like, no.
But that was great.
See, but that's not organic, though. It's a planned thing. It's the whole, he gets the concept of humor.
Oh.
See, that's lost on you.
Well, that's why I can't work
just
on
like
the
show. Just like this whole, I mean, what is it, 8, 9, 10 years of Tournament of Bad, which has happened organically all of a sudden on the show one day?
Yeah, we're looking forward to Tanny participating in that.
No. That's four of the year show.
Two
I just
brothers.
Mentioned Tournament of the Bad.
Happened organically.
Jesus, happened organically. I know. That's what humor is, buddy. You plan stuff out, you see things that happen, and you make it funny. But it happens organically.
Well, it's a lot easier just to take it.
Well, yeah, when you just steal it, it happens organically.
Just steal it. What are we waiting for? Just
Whatever.
Steal it.
Anyway.
I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're
listening
Julie,
to
the
new Yeah, Julie, you sure are, aren't you, huh? Better watch
Ghosts.
Out where Dan steals your name, starts using it around town.
Mm-hmm.
Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Two brothers and a crock pot.
that off-air bit was something. It would get us all fired forever. Permanently fired from life. But still very funny.
Well, except we'd get all fired except you.
Yeah, I was going to say, who's going to get fired from there? It'll be us.
Right.
It won't be you.
You would survive. Trust me on that.
Yeah, you would. I'd be fired.
If we did it on the air? Hell no.
Oh, yeah. You would. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
you
no.
would.
No.
Yep.
No, I'd be in a
get your hand slapped and be on the air the next day.
Mornings on a rock station.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein. Terry's off today. We have new producers running the show.
So hey, let's meet them. Bard.
It would be Tony Fish.
He's far.
Oh, look at that. Tony Fish climbing his way up the depth chart.
Rick Camp is like, who the hell am I? Jeez.
Well, I only said it because Rick was standing.
Rick
right
just
there.
Got offended again.
Yeah, well, you know, that can't happen. He knows too
good
much.
Good luck, Rick, working with Dan.
Too much
Enjoy.
About yep. Wofford. How the hell do you know that? That's like the guy in college. He's like, ask me any college and I know the mascot. And everybody leaves the room immediately before anybody asks. It's like, oh, okay, fine. What's Radford? All right. What's Furman?
Rick's old school. Rick's old school in the fact that he knows about sports and he works here.
Well, it's also the fact that part of the producer test to get the job here.
Oh, you have to know the Furman Paladins?
You have to go through all the colleges.
Yep. Is it actually Paladin?
I'm pretty sure it's the...
It's actually Paladin, though?
The Furman Paladins.
But it, my guy Paladin? Richard Boone?
Have Gun Will Travel? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Have Gun Will Travel.
No,
Richard
think
Boone.
I don't think it's him.
Oh, it isn't? Well, it
no,
should be.
It's a generic paladin. It's
but,
not actually
but he's
him.
Paladin.
But he,
where do you roam?
All right, fine. Origin of the Furman University's official athletic mascot is a knight on a horse. The school's intercollegiate athletic teams are nicknamed Paladins.
Died on a horse.
But what? Just reading from their website, bitch.
The knight on a horse.
Prior to 19...
Well, we've all had that.
And the horse that rode in on that.
It's a bad knight on a horse.
What do we have here? We have a knight on a horse.
How much for a knight on a horse? Well, it depends what you want to do.
$25.
And you can fall off a horse, you get on a horse. And
second time, it's only $15.
Prior to 1961, this was not the case. The baseball team was known as the Hornets, the football team, the Hurricane, and the basketball team, the Paladins.
Well, that it'd be better if you actually, you'd have something if you wrote in on Richard Boone. You'd have something. Then you'd have a school. You go, holy God, look at this.
A paladin is defined in the American Heritage College Dictionary as a paragon of chivalry, a heroic champion, a strong supporter or defender of a cause, and any of the 12 peers of French Emperor Charlemagne's court. So there you have it.
I was all of that once.
Knights and paladins were not always mounted men at arms or mounted men at arms.
I think that's what I think it actually was back in the day.
It depends how I read that. Yeah.
They didn't talk about it, but I don't think things have changed.
The modern image of a knight has played a role in the development of Furman's mascot as a knight on a horse. The horse that currently serves as Furman's mount is Fury. Or is it furry? Their mascot might just be a furry. This is a fun school. Greenville, South Carolina. Well, now that we've killed Terry, we've got Hub and
Thoughts and Prayers.
Five. Yes, thoughts and hashtag thoughts and prayers to Terry.
I can't make it. Too many. Done.
That's it. Phone call over.
I'm
still pitching. Our mascot is a knight on a horse. Well, which knight? Anyway, I'll pick it. Any knight. And you want to be on the horse, it's available for you. And you can be a heroic champion.
You had a chance. You ride out on Richard Boone. Or at least what's left of him.
Is he dead?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know.
He
died in 1981.
Yeah, I'm pretty safe on that.
He's been better.
Yeah, okay. All right, so
1917 to 1981.
That's a good long life.
No, it's not. He was 63.
That's enough.
Yeah, that's a mistake. He didn't die at 83. Something bad happened there. He was murdered or something.
His father was
not interested.
Did you know his father was a descendant of a brother of Dan'l Boone?
Yes. One time I probably knew that, but I don't remember his father.
He was
like Dan'l?
Dan'l.
Dan'l. What did he call him?
Is his name Dan'l or Daniel?
The Manimal.
Dan'l.
The Manimal.
Wait, was it Daniel or Dan'l?
Dan'l.
Dan'l Boone.
It was Dan'l?
I think so.
Yeah. Dan'l.
Yep.
No, I don't know that to be true.
Hey, wasn't Daniel Boone?
I thought that it was coonskin cap and it was
Dan'l. Hey, yeah, the guy with that cap. Dan'l I'm not going to say his name was Daniel.
What kind of cap was it?
Or Dan'l.
Dan'l.
They called I always him thought it Dan'l. Was Daniel.
I know, but they, well.
I think his given name was Daniel, but they called him Dan'l.
Dan'l.
And Richard.
Wait, who's they?
Was it, the people. The
people. I've never heard anyone call him Dan'l until you.
He was a distant cousin of singer Pat Boone and his daughter Debbie Boone.
See?
Is every
Boone related?
Yes, and actor Randy Boone, who are direct descendants of Daniel Boone.
Wow.
I didn't know that. They're all related?
I did not know that either.
That can't be right.
Brett Boone, Aaron Boone.
Oh, sure.
Oh, they're related too.
And Richard Boone, it says, so that was his father. His mother was Jewish, the daughter of immigrants from Russia. So not related.
His mother, Helen Boone.
Especially, that would not be related.
Bella Boone.
Bertha Boone.
Bertha Boone. Hi. Meet my mom, Bertha Boone. No, I don't want
that. Wait, so who are these people that call him Dan'l?
Everybody called him Dan'l. That was his nick. It was his frontier nickname. Dan'l.
See? Terry knows.
Mm-hmm. He knows. I called him that when I met him.
But Wikipedia says his frontier nickname was White Lightning.
Well, that's for different.
That was drinking.
That's his porn nickname.
Yeah, it's drinking. Yeah. It's Dan'l.
He's drinking White Lightning.
He was.
Why did they call him that? Was he fleet of foot?
We're at a 4-3 at the combine.
He had 11 kids, too, by the way.
Cincinnatus was there.
You know that? But your guy, Daniel Boone, he had 11 kids.
The three-cone drill.
11 kids?
That's too many.
How many. What were their names? All Dandel?
All their names were James, Israel, Susanna.
Don't you cry for me. Yep.
This is more fun than talking about the Earps.
There, got yeah, there's another one, then there's another one, then there's Rebecca, Daniel, Jesse, William, and Nathan.
Okay, well, that's too many.
He covered the spectrum, though.
Well, busy. That's why they called him White Lightning.
Night of the Horse. Turned around, he was with another kid.
Yeah, yeah, and as Rick points out, they called William Willem.
Willem, yeah. Sure.
I bet they did, because they were... Because
they called Daniel Dannel. They all did. They call Rick...
Well, that's what you did in the day.
They were simple country folk.
They're simple people. They called them Dannel.
They were people of the land.
What people? You're making stuff up.
All people. No, all arguments. People.
No, it's what they called him.
Who's they?
Nowhere
on the internet says that.
It doesn't?
No.
Well, then it's wrong.
Internet's wrong again. Stupid damn wrong internet.
He was Dannel Boone. Did you ever hear Dannel Boone? Never. Did you ever hear anybody call him Daniel Boone? Call him
yes,
Dannel?
That's all I've ever heard of is Daniel Boone. I've never heard Dannel Boone.
Dano.
Well, Dano.
Dano. That's my guy, too. Oh, man.
Havlat, Hobby Boolin.
He gave me a frontier justice.
Boers and Bernstein up at the top of the hour on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by The Home Loan Expert.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey, guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Stuff your stockings with big savings at Lowe's. Hurry in today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like a DeWalt 80-piece drill bit set and bag, now only $19.97. Plus, get your choice of a Bosch drill or mechanics tool set, both only $99. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/19 through 11/25 on items 623067, 573344, and 752219 only. While supplies last, see store Lowe's.com for details, U.S. only.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Very limited time offer.
Hey, Terry Boers here.
And Matt Abaticola.
And we are here for one simple reason. We want to introduce you to our brand new friend.
It's Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, Terry, is America's number one mattress retailer. They're also the home of America's most highly recommended mattress, the Tempur-Pedic.
And now's your chance. You hurry in to the year-end sale and you shop early. Again, shop early for your Black Friday savings. You'll save up to $300 on Tempur-Breeze mattresses. Add an adjustable base to your Tempur-Breeze and receive a Tempur-Pedic prepaid card by mail worth up to $300. But now, you got to move.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it, pal. I know we were there last weekend at their North and Clybourne store. And not only they have great product, but what I'm most excited about working with Mattress Firm are the people. They're actually incredible people. Yep. Not only having great product and very knowledgeable staff, but they treat their customers like guests and like family and like friends. But above and beyond that, they actually go out in the community and actually give back and help the communities that they work with. And they're all over the country.
They opened up right near me, and they're actually kind enough to, they're giving me a hookup too.
I know. I'm going Saturday, which I'm going to try to talk them out of that before Saturday.
But I'm going to go. Said, hey, Bernstein wants, does he want a mattress? I said, yeah.
So we had our meeting with the Mattress Firm, and I sat in a Tempur-Pedic bed the entire meeting. And it was the most comfortable bed I've ever sat in. And I'm looking forward. Saturday, I'm going to pick mine up. I'm going to pick one out and have it at home. I cannot wait to sleep on it.
And you can sleep happy with zero APR for 3 years. Here's what you do. You call 1-888-534-6894 for details about credit costs and terms. Or the easiest thing to do, if you're looking around and they're all over the place, you'll find them. Go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you. We promise you, you'll be very happy when it's over.
Once again, it's mattressfirm.com.
Infinity.com/boxing.
Home Run and Pete's has a brand new location at Lakeview, Chicago. Host your holiday party in the private party.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Or in its glass. Get 0% APR for 75 months on most 2015 Cherokee models at the Jeep Black Friday Blockbuster Sales Event going on now. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 75 months or $3,000 total cash allowance on 2015 Jeep Cherokee models. Go to Jeep.com to find your local dealer and hurry to the Jeep Black Friday Blockbuster Sales Event. Ward segmentation, Summit model, excludes sport model, 0% APR financing for 75 months.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And, hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
So just coming into work and looking at what are we going to talk about today, just knowing that at least we don't have to pretend to come up with reasons why we should be talking about the Bears.
And, you know, we kind of did. This is a weird season, a beginning to it, because starting from training camp even, there just wasn't any buzz. I mean, everybody had sort of resigned to this, oh, well, they're going to suck. But, you know, I mean, they don't. They're not great, certainly not. But in this NFL, how great, ask yourself the question, how great do you have to be to put yourself in contention in the NFC?
Well, they're in contention, even though they're like the 12th best team in the conference.
Yeah, but you know, there's work to be done here, but you can do some work here. I mean, if you keep up the pace, if you start to get a little, in these next couple games you need, but after that, the schedule's not difficult. I mean, they've played a lot of tough teams already.
But you think about what this particular game means to.
A lot. Huge.
The difference between 4-5 and 5-5 having vanquished the Broncos.
Oh, now you're talking.
Because that was one of those L's you had circled on the schedule. Yep. And if John Fox can continue to work his magic, I don't know if it's really magic, whatever he does. Because, you know, is it just me or during games does it look like his headset isn't connected?
It looks like his headset's not connected, yeah.
He's clapping. Yep. And saying good job.
Mm-hmm. and he greets everybody, makes sure. Look, whatever it is, whatever he's done, even though I think he's, you know, whatever. But the fact is, he keeps them connected to the game. He makes them want to play on Sundays, no matter what.
But during those games, he looks like a fan.
Yeah, he does.
He's a big pink-faced, gray-haired fan. I could do that then. I fit that description. Yeah,
you know what? If you had his coordinators, you'd be invited to.
I could do that. I could put the headset on. I could have a big pink face and gray hair and just, good job. Hey, nice job.
We can give you that pink face.
Go over and I could give him the Jeff Triplett ass pat over
and you got
over
the
again.
Voice down.
Nice job. Good job. Well, it's all a good job. Everything's, see? 12 guys, 11 guys, you know.
And then you go have a smoke.
I don't think he's smoking. Get a heart problem. Get a valve replacement. No, I could do that. And when he likes to fish, right? That's his thing.
Does?
Yeah, he's a big fisherman. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah. And I could change my name 3 times. Just on a whim, because I
don't like the one you have now?
Right, I didn't like the name. I could be Dental Boone instead. I could be on a horse.
The NFL would love it.
Yep. A coach from a horse.
Look, anyway, I don't know what he does during the week. All I know is that he's somehow the son of a Navy SEAL.
Mm-hmm.
He's energized this team.
Yes.
And even though they're 4-5, and it's like, oh,
even
God,
though he's not
on,
the
stop.
Son of a Navy SEAL.
Yep. That's right.
He's not, but he is.
He's... Well,
kind of.
Yes. Yeah, kind of. But he's energized this thing, and I don't know how he's done it. I mean, but they are interested in playing. He's kept them in it, despite the fact you can't keep anybody healthy that really matters to you other than Jay. Everybody else has been hurt and missing, and it doesn't seem to matter. Look who's missing against the Rams.
312-644-6767. We will get everybody lined up, and you will get your turn, and you will have your questions answered, your concerns addressed, your grievances aired. Hub is next, talking football on The Score.
The one and only Hub Arkin.
Bears fans, up next, the 4-5 Bears face John Fox's old team, the Denver Broncos. We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stuff your stockings with big savings at Lowe's. Hurry in today for a jump start on great Black Friday deals for your home. Like a DeWalt 80-piece drill bit set and bag, now only $19.97. Plus, get your choice of a Bosch drill or mechanics tool set, both only $99. Don't miss out on all the great deals happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 11/19 through 11/25 on items 623067, 573344, and 752219 only. While supplies last, see store Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only.
A guy.
All right, one of the absolute best parts of having Comcast is the Xfinity TV app. I can stream TV shows and movies no matter where I am, and it's all included as part of my Xfinity TV subscription at no extra cost. Hi there, TV friends. It's Matt Abaticola. Now, the other day, I was watching live TV on my smartphone on the train. I have the free Xfinity TV app, which also allows me to download premium TV shows and movies so I can watch them anytime I want, when I'm offline on my smartphone. Now, X1 from Xfinity has changed the way that I watch TV, so let my friends at Xfinity do the same for you. And sports fans, I know you're out there listening. How about streaming your favorite sports networks using your 3G or 4G mobile connection? Yeah, you can with Xfinity. Xfinity is the home of the most live sports. Now, you can get started with Xfinity TV for just $19.99 a month for a year. And don't wait any longer to get the best entertainment. Call them right now, right? 1-800-XFINITY or visit online at Xfinity.com. This amazing offer ends 12/31/15. Certain restrictions and requirements apply, so call today to get all the info you need and let Xfinity change the way you experience entertainment. Call them right now, 1-800-XFINITY or visit online at Xfinity.com.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best.